Chapter 2. The Hero's Welcome. Todo el mundo had watched his heroics on television.
Todo el mundo,
Nestor told himself at the peak of his euphoria. But of his tens of thousands, if not millions, of admiradores, there was one whose awe he most longed to have shining round about him. He closed his eyes and tried to imagine what she, his Magdalena, his Manena, the nickname he loved, was thinking and feeling as she sat. Or perhaps the intensity of it all brought her to her feet, riveted, awestruck before a TV screen, rapt by the sight of her Nestor climbing up that 70-foot rope hand over hand without using his legs, then carrying the man on the mast with his legs while going hand over hand down a 100-foot jib line, electrifying the city. As a matter of fact, his Magdalena was utterly unaware of this high-wattage hero's triumph. The entire time, she had her hands full with the mother of all mother and daughters. This one was a real catfight. Magdalena had just announced that she was leaving home. Her father had a ringside seat, an easy chair beside the couch in the living room of their casita, their little house in Hialeah, barely 2 miles from the Camacho's casita. Magdalena was standing up, belligerently, her fists on her hips and her elbows winged out, as mother and daughter traded hisses and growls and eye-tooth glowers. Mother was sitting forward on the couch with her elbows winged out. This seemed to be an instinctive stance of both combatants and their mother and daughters, and the heels of her hands pressed down on the front edge of the frame, a veritable feline, ready to spring, claw, rip guts out, eat livers whole, and bite heads off by sinking both sets of incisors into the soft centers of the temples. Her father, if Magdalena knew anything about it, was possessed by a fervent desire to evaporate. Too bad he had sunk so far down into the easy chair. He'd have to be an acrobat to slip away unnoticed. Their fights mortified him. They were so vulgar and common. Not that he had any great delusions of gentility. He had been a threshing machine mechanic in Camaway when he and his wife met. Both had grown up there. He had been a truck mechanic in Havana for 5 years when they left Cuba in the Mariel boat lift, and he was a truck mechanic in Miami now. Nevertheless, he had his standards.